Our previous leadership tip offered insight on the importance of managing productivity and relationships to connect with people. It suggested to connect with remote employees on their well-being first. The next step is to remotely manage goals. Regular check-ins are essential. They can build trust, ensure task prioritization, discuss roadblocks, and determine action items. The purpose of check-in meetings is to ensure individual needs are being heard and addressed. The second priority is to check in on goals. Managing remotely with regular check-in on goals should follow a well-being check. People first, productivity second. Support their progress and prioritization by encouraging focus on certain tasks. Allow them some feeling of control for how they attain the desired result to encourage trust. Help employees determine how to manage their time, focus, and what to prioritize. Identifying a single top priority can empower focus and practice decisions for critical activities. Goals can be discussed one-to-one as well as in team meetings, especially when priorities are shifting. In isolation, workers often don't see how they fit into the pack. Bringing the team up to speed with everyone's moving parts can help create a better understanding of who's doing what, why, and when. Empathic leadership is valuable in today's climate. Holding people accountable to their performance requirements by balancing productivity conversations with empathy and support is a skill. Practice, practice, practice. Just remember, when managing remotely, you need to compensate for the lack of in-person time. People first, goals second. More than ever, people need to know you're there, you care, and you're willing to support them as best you can. Relationships are everything. If you can't find your way, consider our virtual workshop, Engaging Remote Employees. Share the love.